In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the second Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, "The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord." The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 through chapter 10, verse 8, with special attention to the following verses. Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Lift High the Cross, the Love of Christ Proclaim. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to go out and share the good news of the gospel, because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, send us your Holy Spirit as we today consider Jesus' calling and to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for the second Sunday after Pentecost, St. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 as follows. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. There is no question about the fact that early on during his 3-year public ministry, Jesus already saw the great need and urgency to go and make disciples of all nations. This became quite evident as we read in the gospel lesson for today that Jesus went throughout all of the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. As a matter of fact, Jesus was constantly teaching, proclaiming, and healing. Not only that, but when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. That's why Jesus chose 12 disciples to help him to spread the good news and later on, given them the power not only to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, but also the power to cast out demons. And after having trained them, Jesus sent them out 2 by 2 with these instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus' first concern was to save the house of Israel, and then everyone else, among the Samaritans and Gentiles. We read in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, that Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he sent them out 2 by 2 and gave them the authority over evil spirits. And that's precisely what the disciples did. As we read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 1, Jesus gave them the authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. In the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, we also read that they went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. As a matter of fact, Jesus even told his disciples, proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But as you proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, you are also going to be challenged by those in the house of Israel. Those who oppose the good news of the kingdom of heaven, just like the religious leaders did at the time of Jesus, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. The same challenge and opposition continues to be true today. It hasn't changed at all. The great urgency of sharing the good news of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus also places before us today as a church. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And why? Because there are millions and millions of people throughout the world who are still lost in sin and in spiritual darkness, without the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and of the kingdom of heaven. Not only that, but as we also face great opposition by many people today who openly reject the gospel of Jesus Christ and rely upon themselves, their good works, and self-righteousness. Those who adhere to the parable of the rich fool by saying to themselves, and I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. That popular saying, let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. In other words, the emphasis they place on the here and now, money, possessions, fame, prestige, and a host of other earthly things. And yet at the end of the day, what will Jesus say to them? You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Yes, who will get what you have prepared for yourself? And then Jesus concluded saying, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. That's the challenge Jesus places before us today, not only to share and witness the gospel of Jesus Christ, but at the same time the rejection we will suffer at the hands of many in our society. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Are we also willing to accept Jesus' call to go and make disciples of all nations? Are we also willing to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest? I hope so. I hope and pray that we are also willing to accept his calling to go out and share the good news of the kingdom of heaven, first to the lost sheep in our own house, and then everyone else, the Samaritans and the Gentiles of this world, perhaps even someone in our own family, a close friend or co-worker, or even for that matter, a neighbor living right next door to us here in the Big Bear Valley. So may we also be empowered by the Holy Spirit, just like the disciples were, to teach, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of heaven, and to heal those who are still lost in sin and darkness without Jesus as their Lord and Savior. May God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit as we renew our commitment today to obey his command and accept the challenge to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we today obey his calling to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who are still lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven. This is especially true as more than 100,000 people have already died in America due to the coronavirus, and perhaps thousands of them without Jesus as their Savior. Amen. On this second Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Jesus Shall Reign. And after we have listened to the closing hymn, to end with the Lord's Prayer and the Lord's Benediction. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.